But right now, though, it's time for the F&B competition, yeah?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Chance for you to win. It is that time again for the song of your life, brought to you by F&B Golden Circle. F&B and Universal Music Group are excited to announce their partnership to create the F&B Golden Circle, which allows F&B Gold Check account holders to share in a range of exclusive music experiences. Let me just run through some of the benefits that you will get if you sign up today, right now, if you apply for an F&B Gold Check account, okay? E-Bucks rewards. I can't tell you how many times I've logged onto my accounts and, you know, I don't want to compromise my cash money situation, but then I'm able to buy stuff because of E-Bucks. So you'll get E-Bucks rewards. Up to 15% back on fuel and groceries. Smart devices payable over 24 months.
That's how I got my Xbox. It's like if there is ticking over in the background, but the Xbox is in my lounge. It's a good deal.
I'm laughing because yesterday Gareth and I were making fun of your laptop situation, Ben, because it's basically on its way out.
No, you don't notice I got a new one.
Oh, okay. No, good for you. Good for you.
The other one was so bad. I told you, right? When your computer's so virus, there's like flashing porn sites coming up, then you know it's the end of the day.
Oh, my word.
It happens, though.
So, smart devices, this is iPads, laptops, smartphones, payable over 24 months. Sometimes you don't always have the cash up front to buy your device, but you need it now. And free card swipes, those are just some of the benefits included if you sign up for the Gold Check account with F&B today. So switch to a new F&B Gold Check account at only 100 Rand per month and get 100 music downloads from the world's biggest music catalog. SMS downloads to 31138. That's downloads to 31138. For now, though, you can call us on 0861-555-189 for a chance for you to win. What you'll need to do is share the song of your life and tell us about the memory associated with that song. Yesterday, we played you a little clip from Randall Abrams, and he mentioned that the song of his life was Mariah Carey, We Belong Together. You know, Gareth, Randall, very serious about his music.
So. I know, and the two of you, down with Mariah.
So this morning we're going to hear from Birgit and Zita. Have you heard of these two? They're a band out of Pretoria-based band. They do English and Afrikaans contemporary music. Mm-hmm. Let me play you some of this.
Hi, guys. We are Birgit and Zita. The song of our life at the moment is called Jy Is My Rede.
It's a song we wrote for our brand new self-titled album. It's about that special someone being your reason to live.
One of the events we are looking forward to this year is the annual Karkine Car Festival. For a preview of what to expect and to download our music, go to fnbgoldcircle.co.za.
We are super excited about the partnership between Universal Music and F&B. It brings loads of benefits for F&B clients, such as access to the hottest new tracks and concerts from local and international acts.
So this morning, we're going to listen to Ben Karpinski's song, Bear. Share the memory with us. Where does this song take you?
It might be a surprise to you, but I was a very quiet, reserved, almost geeky child. Not in the academics, but I was very introverted. I was quite podgy in the beginning. I think I only started like hanging out with girls, geez, like 18. Like I was socially kind of held back a bit, maybe.
Did the girls not find you attractive, Ben?
I was very shy. I didn't speak much at all. And for some strange reason, I kind of discovered disco when I was like 16. Well, rediscovered because obviously I was only 16 in the 80s, 90s. Sorry, I was 16 in the 90s. And I watched...
Yeah, sure, Matlock.
I somehow watched Saturday Night Fever, and I thought it was the coolest movie back then. Uh-huh. John Travolta back when he was skinny and probably straight.
Wearing tight pants.
Spray-on pants. Spray-on. Yeah. And something struck a chord with me, and I absolutely loved that movie. I thought it was so cool. The dance moves, the music, everything. And from there, I actually started DJing for quite a while back in my 20s, and also based around like disco house as well. Back, it was a big era, okay?
Okay, all right.
And so this song, my song today, I kind of symbolized that whole thing. And
all right.
It's still a song that I think is cool. Yeah, there's a fair amount of cheese in there, but it makes me smile, and it's still such a great song. And don't watch the music video, though, because you'll be horrified. That's unfortunately dated. But the song itself, it's still really important to me.
Okay, 0861-555-189 will take your call next for your song of your life. This is Ben's song of his life, brought to you by F&B.
city breaking an egg, the body shaking and you're staying alive.
What was that? This is the Bee Gees, Staying Alive, by the way, Ben's song of the life. Damon, what was that interesting fact you shared with us the other day about the...
Interesting fact is maybe too strong a word. It was a myth, an old wives' tale.
Yeah.
Long time ago, when I was a kid, people used to say that the Bee Gees ate chalk in order to get their voice so high, which makes absolutely no sense at all.
And their teeth so white.
Or maybe it's because their teeth are so white. I can't even remember.
The only thing whiter than their teeth were those pants that they wore.
Oh, my goodness. Isn't the music video to the song the one where they're walking down a street?
Yeah.
In the tightest pants imaginable. I can't imagine that was comfortable for them in any way whatsoever.
It couldn't have been, because I think they were the first to actually invent the camel toe, the Bee Gees. But the thing is that their pants were so tight that they were like toys. You just get the first motion going, and then they just walk by themselves.
Ugh. Well, we've got Sean on the line. Let me just... Sean, can you hear me?
I can, yes.
Fantastic. Sean, so you've called in, and congratulations. I'm going to give you that prize valued at 1,000 rand, courtesy of F&B. But why don't you tell us a bit about your song and what it reminds you of?
There's two, really. The first one is It's My Life from Dr. Alban. You remember that?
Yeah, I think you're talking about this. Hang on. Oh, no, it's not playing now. Oh, you see. No.
It is life, that's why.
Yeah, you know what? There's something wrong with my internet connection, Sean. Sorry about that. But
no,
yeah,
no, it's fine.
I remember Dr. Alban, It's My Life. I remember that. It's my life.
We used to go to school dances, and none of us could really dance, but this was the song. And at the same time, I was not getting along with the family. So, you know, being a big rebel, getting sent to boarding school and all of that. So that's my memory of It's My Life, because I felt that, you know, that was my song. Second one is I'm the One who Wants to Be with You, Mr. Big. You remember that?
Sing it for me, just quickly, if you can sing.
I really want you to sing this time of the morning.
Best time to sing, Sean. No one's really awake.
Okay, give me a sec here. I'm the one who wants
to be with you. Yeah, remember? I love that song. Yeah, that's a good song.
So there was this weird girl that just got sent to our school in the beginning of the term. And I remember she was only there for one term and she left to go somewhere else. And this song came up and I saw her at the school dance. And it was the weirdest feeling I ever got, seeing this girl, this song is playing. And I just sort of knew, oh, hang on, you know, something's going on here. And then years later, I met up with her again and I actually married her.
Oh, Sean, that's so sweet.
Anyway.
All right, Sean. Well, thanks for calling this morning. I am going to give you that prize. From F&B, it's a voucher for 20 music downloads, 2 T-shirts of your choice from the Universal Music Merchandise Collection, 1 vinyl record from the Universal Music Vinyl Collection, and double tickets to the exclusive Dr. Malinga album launch, which is happening in Johannesburg on the 26th of February. Another chance for you to win coming up tomorrow with F&B. Ben?
Whose song is it tomorrow, Mubs?
Oh dear, it's gonna have to be Damon, isn't it?
Damon's song of his life. This is gonna be so interesting.
Any ideas, Damon? Oh God, please don't subject us to something from like the 20s or so.
I'm toying with about 2 or 3 different titles. I could go obscure. I could go mainstream, you know, because, you know, I'm such an interesting person.
You know, every time that Damon shares some of his music interests with me, I discover a new an artist or a band that I didn't know exist, because that's just how Arb Damon's music tastes are. But
they normally sound like kebab companies, like fast food chains from the Mediterranean.